We played hard. We did a lot of good things. We didn't win the game. There's no hanging your head. It's a tough business. You got to do the things you have to do in order to win the game. I give credit to a lot of the players that coming to the stadium didn't even know they were going to play in the positions they played in. Mitch Petras, Kevin Booth, the defensive guys that got shuffled around because of injuries, all the guys that had to come back and play on special teams, those guys deserve a lot of credit. We battled back and forth. I thought it would be a very close game. Statistically, believe it or not, the two teams were very close. There's obviously a few yards here and there, but going into the game. So we felt very good about it. I had a number in my mind about what I thought we would hold them to and what we would score. Obviously, it didn't work the way I planned. But you have four games to go. We have three of them in the division. We got to regroup. I think this pulls us together even tighter than we've ever been before as a team. Guys laid it on the line for each other tonight. They played hard. The accurate quarterback in the last drive, I mean, what can I tell you? He made a couple of significant plays there late, and we thought we'd be going into overtime. Not to be. Well, it can have a positive if you play the way that we played and if you give the kind of effort that we gave and, if you play with the intensity that we played with. We fully, I think every guy that took the field believed we could win, and those are the kind of emotional things that I think bring you together, bind you together. I hope so. I would hope that would be the case. As I said, we have four big games to go, and every one of these games obviously is critical to our future. I don't know that it could sting any more than it does, okay? You're in this business at this level, and you lose. These things are very difficult to eliminate. Yeah, it was busted coverage. They ran a switch route, and we didn't fall off into the outside. Shocking? You stood there and watched it, didn't you? I don't know how shocking it was. It hurt. Shouldn't have happened. I thought we were in pretty good shape, but, you're trying to play coverage, and sometimes you don't get enough pressure on them. Then you try to get pressure on them, and you leave some holes in your coverage. So it was back and forth. And, we should have got the thing to overtime. 58 seconds? Yeah, we should have. They elected to stay in the end zone, and so they had 80 yards to go. I don't know what you saw from your angle. It looked like Duquan took a shot to make a play on that first. Yeah, that was I'll have to see it, but that's basically what happened. And he wasn't able to make that play, and the receiver had advanced up the field with the ball and gave them, a heck of a play right off the bat.
You want your guys to take a shot in that spot?
To do.
To be aggressive if they think they can make that play, then try and
aggressive anytime you go on that field, you better be aggressive, That's a young guy trying to make a play. As I said, I can't really comment until I see the play on film. No. Just he and Will have been working that position. I think he got a little fatigued, and they made the change. No, basically what I just said to you. No solace in playing well and losing. We're way past that one. I love that question. We're fighting like hell to score. Yeah, it would have been nice if we know, okay, we're going to score. Okay, so run it down. It doesn't work that way, I wish I could tell you that it did, but it doesn't work that way. I wouldn't put it that way, but I was, we thought that we had legitimate reason to challenge the Ballard call, the call right in front of our sideline, and we thought we had a couple of angles that proved that they would be going our way. So And I don't have any information other than they didn't. We match interception for interception. That, you know, they scored. They ran it in the end zone and took us a couple plays, but it was a big play. Against who? Yeah. No, I felt the same way all along. You know, you guys are quick to. My memory is pretty good. We lost by a touchdown. We lost by a touchdown. We lost by a lot of points. We came back tonight and battled. We'll battle. We've got to find a way to win. That's all. These are all tight games with the exception of one. We've got to find a way to win. We won a bunch of tight games before, and we need to win a bunch of tight games again.
How late did you find out about your boss?
About 2 o'clock. Thank you very much. Made a lot of plays. Stood in there, made plays when he was off balance. Got the ball into people's hands who could run after the catch. Had the run-pass option on the touchdown pass, which happened twice tonight. And he stuck the ball in there. He's got a sprained knee. They're calling a sprained knee. I'm sure they'll do a full workup on him.